This is More Than Learning, the podcast from FiveApp. Hello, and welcome to this, the fifth episode of More Than Learning, the podcast from FiveApp. My name is Andrew Jacobs. This episode is about the right content to the right people at the right time. Over previous episodes, we've spoken with senior leaders, practitioners and thinkers in the learning and people space, and this has been useful in identifying the problems at a strategic level. But we wanted to talk with someone who had deployed learning and content effectively, so we thought we'd have a chat with someone who's done it for real. Our guest this time is Steve Thompson. Steve is responsible for learning and talent across Europe, Asia, Pacific and South America for Greystar. Greystar operate in the build-to-rent environment, looking at everything from investment in property, developing property and then managing those properties. We were keen to get some insight into how to get more than learning from a learning platform. So first up, I asked Steve, what were some of the issues that he and his team faced?
I think for us, the planning element was critical, and probably took longer than I anticipated. So our planning piece, I guess, was kicked off firstly and foremost with the need. You know, so it wasn't necessarily a case of, right, Steve, you need to come in and you need to create X, Y, Z, you know, roll this program out. You know, when I joined Greystar, it was a really interesting time. And we were an incredibly high growth organization, you know, and what comes along with that is pace, and also a tremendous amount of ambiguity. So when I landed, we didn't really have a training proposition, you know, a training function. Any learning that was being administered or undertaken was very ad hoc. So my starting point was a needs analysis, an organizational needs analysis. You know, the one thing that I was given a heads up on repeatedly was the low level of leadership and management capability and competence. You know, and it didn't matter who I spoke to in the organization. That was a theme that was coming through. But when I look back now, it's understandable that capability was low, just against that backdrop, which is you've got a fairly new organization, you know, very entrepreneurial spirit. But that rapid growth meant that you had a lot of specialists being promoted rapidly to, you know, very senior roles, but not necessarily having gone through the experience curve, if you like, you know, having led people. So you had very senior people, like I say, in senior positions, they're not necessarily led a team, let alone a function. So, you know, our planning stage was kicked off with that, with the needs analysis. And, you know, what really stood out was, yes, the competency and capability, but more so around enabling our team members, our population, to actually access training in its simplest form. So we didn't really have any course curricula. There was no real face-to-face courses going on. And what was the impact of that? Well, engagement was starting to wane. You know, attrition, you know, wasn't great in terms of the number of people that were starting to exit with the growth of the organization. So that all came together in if you like, as part of the due diligence, the data gathering, to paint this picture that actually we needed something quite fundamental.
I like Steve's reference to the problems he faced needing to be properly analysed. I've spoken about learning needing to move from being a shopkeeper to an engineer, not just selling stuff, but planning wider support with the business. What did Steve think to this idea?
Yeah, absolutely agree. You know, and it's that whole, I always look at it from a learning maturity perspective. You know, are we a travel agent? You know, do we have just people coming through our doors? It's quite an old example, isn't it? A travel agent, you know, people walking through the doors, picking up a brochure saying, this is where I want to go. I guess, the old traditional course attendance mentality. Whereas, you know, we wanted to really start driving, you know, and fortunate for me, I guess, you know, the opportunity to come in and create something ground upwards, but to define, okay, what is it, you know, that we want to create? Yes, a self-directed learning culture. Yes, we want people to have access to the right training content and material, you know, at the right time, at point of need. So that all kind of wrapped up into this vision around almost creating the Greystar version of YouTube, and really tapping into the amount of experience and knowledge and talent that we have across the organization. So that was part of our planning and creating purpose, I guess.
It's great that Steve recognises that self-direction is important when it comes to getting content to people at the point of need, because there are big cultural challenges around that, as well as technological and relationship issues. There's loads of other problems as well and challenges that you might come across. So was it just about a new platform with Steve?
So the challenges that we had, first and foremost for me, was to sell it into the organisation, sell it into the senior leadership team. Now, I'd say, again, on reflection, that was a fairly easy sell in. And again, that was very fortunate for me. Bearing in mind, my starting point was kind of ground upwards. So anything that I kind of brought to the table and said, look, you know, this is the issue, this is the challenge, this is what we're looking to create. And bearing in mind, it's that whole entrepreneurial spirit, which is, well, that's your idea, go away, do it. And that's exactly what we did. So getting funding, that was relatively simple. Did we get the funding that we needed? Not massively, no. But we got enough to create the platform. Now, in terms of budget, I have a very low budget in the learning and talent space. There's blessing and curse that comes along with that, because obviously we don't have a big pot of cash that we can go out and spend on flashy vendors and bringing in and doing it X, Y, Y, Z. We have to be very prudent. But for us as a team, it really forces us to think of different innovative ways, you know, be more creative in terms of engaging our people, in terms of curating, creating content, so on and so forth. So when I think back, you know, this is going back to April 2019, getting the sign off, that was fine. Getting the leadership buy-in, that was relatively simple. However, challenge that soon presented thereafter, and if I'm completely honest, you know, continues, which is maintaining that senior level, that senior leadership interest, but also support. And I think irrespective of the organization that you've worked for or work in, I know from my background, having a sponsor, you know, a senior leader sponsor with whatever you do is critical. So, you know, I really do cite that as an immediate challenge once we got the sign off, and maintaining that, you know, it is an ongoing battle, but it really does make certainly myself and for my broader team, of which there are three of us, think about things differently. You know, constantly review our stakeholders and work that.
So having people on side really helps?
I think any organization, you're always going to get those one or two people that kind of get it. You know, for me at Greystar, you know, we've got one or two key senior stakeholders that are fully invested. And for the broader population, that's not to, you know, pull those people out and, you know, treat them, you know, any differently, although we do to an extent. It was around frequency of communication. It was when we were going back to, you know, you mentioned earlier around the build and the purpose and the creation stage. I had in my mind what I wanted to create, but actually I socialized that. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but, you know, spending so much time working around those stakeholders in our different locations, But at each stage of the build, what we were creating is just jumping on a call, you know, this is what we're thinking about for this part, you know, will this work for your part of the business? So kind of brought them along on the creative journey, if you like.
So it's fairly obvious it's all about how you manage those relationships. I was keen to find out how Steve kept those key stakeholders on side while his business he was working with in the organisation was rapidly growing and the demands on learning were also increasing substantially.
But it was those key conversations where, A, they could start visualising it, which is, okay, you know, I now know what you're talking about. I can visualise what you're talking about. But also them making it relatable in terms of this is what it's going to do for your function. You know, this is the benefits for your team. So that maintaining that engagement at that level was regular updates all the way up to deployment, then running through, you know, this is the our marketing comms plan. This is where what's coming out to your people, so on and so forth. So being really transparent, you know, and trying to be one, two steps ahead of game. And the other thing that was really important for myself and, you know, for the team is making it a seamless experience, you know, making it, you know, a really intuitive way of accessing learning. So again, you know, what am I talking about here? We launched a learning platform, you know, with the help of Five Apps platform, and using Hemsey Fraser as our initial content provider. And I think that's also worth noting that when we launched the platform across a European platform, we launched with about 900 pieces of learning. Very generic, but very good pieces of learning. As we sit here now, we've got over 4,193. What the differentiator was for us was creating our own little brand within a brand. So we branded our platform as the Greystar Business School, and we created a brand within that, which is the Greystar Originals. So for those that are familiar with the platform, with the hub, it has a look and a feel aesthetic similar to Netflix Originals. So it wasn't a huge jump for us to pinch the branding, and that helped with the stakeholder engagement, because you could suddenly demonstrate to the business this isn't just a generic, you know, piece of learning, or it's a generic platform for all. This is something that we're going to really tailor and make bespoke to your populations.
So people were engaged, stakeholders were on side, and it was set to go. What was delivery like in practice?
Delivery went great. And there was a number of reasons why that was. I mean, we tested. And, you know, my view was that if we're going to launch it, it's got to work straight off the bat. And, you know, they've got technical guys at Five that were brilliant. You know, we had some good technical expertise within the team. And we launched it with a bit of pomp and circumstance. You know, we had some town halls to support. You know, the various countries did their own little in-country launch. You know, there was cakes and all that kind of great stuff. So from an initial delivery perspective, it was great. And engagement, you know, went through the roof, because of course we got a shiny new toy that people, you know, want to go and play with. It was something new for the organization. And at that point you sit back and say, well, great, job done. Reality, the job only just started. How naive.
I love that in case studies, we always hear of a journey from one place to another, and there's never any problems or concerns or issues. And I really appreciate Steve's honesty on this. Here's Steve again.
It's very easy for me to talk about our journey, you know, and talk about what was created and, you know, and the outside looking in thinking, well, that all went very, very simply for you, Steve. Actually, the amount of learning that we've undertaken, that I've undertaken going through that, you know, and things that we do differently, you know, is significant. And we don't get everything right. You know, we've got a point here, which is what was a light bulb moment? Well, there was a reason why we had to have a light bulb moment. So it's not a case that we've nailed it, because we really haven't. We've made a good, massive leap forward in terms of providing a learning platform and a learning experience for our team members. But, you know, it's a fast-paced world we live in. You know, we've got to change, we've got to innovate. So, you know, we're partway along that continual journey, I'd say.
So Steve knew his platform would need to be supported more by him and his team, and he recognised that it was about constantly moving forwards. What happened next?
You know, the light bulb moment for us, so going back to that initial delivery, you know, and it was like sitting back, you know, engagement's gone through the roof, it's exceeding expectations, and it's like, great. And then over there, and I'd say that high lasted for about 4 to 5 weeks. Okay, so that was pretty good, launching a new platform. But then ever so slightly and gradually, but then immediately, it just fell off a cliff. No one was logging in. You know, we had no footfall. And it was an off-the-cuff meeting with the guys who we partner with at Hemsey Fraser, kind of sat around the table thinking, you know, there's got to be a reason for this. And yeah, long story short, I think I'd come into this with a little bit of bias, you know, maybe my background, which is when you create a learning platform, it's like a corporate learning university, if you like. You know, we're going to have some real corporate content in there, and we're going to have the right, you know, number of courses that we're going to, so on and so forth. Well, you know, people have gone in and they looked around thinking, okay, that's all they've got to offer. So the light bulb moment was, well, why don't you use it more from an engagement perspective? And that really resonated with me. You know, Greystar as an organization to work in, we're very much around relationships. You know, it's that social learning environment, I guess, you know, is a good way to describe it. So making that connection, which is, you know, let's bring the engagement piece into it, what was the start of the light bulb moment? And it was at the point where, ironically, Boris was just moving into office. And we used that as an example, and, you know, or as a pilot, as a test, if you like, which is we took a piece of news. So Boris going through this change, moving into number 10, we had like a BBC video snippet that we put into a playlist of content. But what we did, we then supplemented that. We supported that initial real-life news with relevant content. So managing change, you know, managers in transition, dealing with ambiguity, so on and so forth. So we took a worldwide, you know, piece of news, issue, challenge that was going on, and then we leveraged our content and then pushed that out. And then what we saw is we had people clicking. And they were obviously clicking that little snippet, but then they were starting to explore the supplementary learning. And then what we found over time, people were spending more time exploring, picking out, you know, relevant content for them. And that stuck with us, and we maintained it. And that brought us, you know, quite close on the run up now, as we look back in, you know, the COVID pandemic. So it kind of set us up, if you like.
So Steve had spoken about a learning platform, and now all of a sudden it was more than that. It was an engagement platform. All this great stuff had been built, and then the pandemic happened. Timing probably meant a big change for Steve. What did he do?
I guess a moment in time. You know, obviously no one saw it coming, you know, at the pace that it did, you know, and organisations rapidly deploying their people to work from home. It worked in our favour, as, you know, maybe bizarre that is to say, but put that in context, you know, of where we are from a learning maturity perspective. You know, we had no real face-to-face course curricula. to unwind. You know, people weren't typically used to going to face-to-face courses, and you know, we then stopped delivering it. But you know, where we'd had this light bulb moment, which is let's take real wide issues and you know support that with the applicable learning, really played to our strength, because we suddenly had this live portal that people could access on desktop, on their mobile, and this kind of thing. And we set up a live news feed, you know, with all the news coming in through. So we had like a COVID news feed, but then we had various content that we were pushing out. And the topics were vast and broad, you know, working at home with kids, how to keep the kids occupied, you know, during the day, you know, recipe ideas, you know, we're suddenly at home, you know, all this kind of content was so far removed from a build-to-rent organisation, you know, we're now engaging our population. It's a point of need. So again, going back to our purpose, you know, creating the right content for the right people at the right time. And the engagement just snowballed from there. You know, we were interweaving with our Greystar original content. So we're strengthening that brand. And we had you know, this live content coming through. You know, the beauty was that we could have you know, links to live news feeds, and you know, if you were anything like us, you know, at 5 o'clock or whenever it was every day with the Prime Minister's update, you know, we were pushing it through the business school. That served a huge purpose for us, but also demonstrated, going back to our senior stakeholders, senior leaders, which is, okay, you've got a platform here that has multiple uses, multiple reaches, but can be as agile as you need it to be.
So Steve and his team have done some great work getting the platform up, getting the learning out there, and also pivoting to make it more of an engagement platform as well. That's tons of stuff probably that he hadn't expected to do. And I was curious, what did he learn and what's next?
What have we learned? So many things. I think it's hard to, you know, wrap that up into, you know, a bullet point. We've learned how to really engage our stakeholders, how to really market to our organisation. And, you know, I'm always very mindful to say, you know, what we've done, how we've done it works for us. There may be some crossover, some elements that will work in other locations, but you know, we had a lot of circumstances that played to our strengths. You know, the pandemic was one, the amazing growth and continued growth of the organization, rapid promotion. You know, I guess there's that phrase, isn't it? Where there's chaos, there's opportunity. You just jumped into the opportunity. You know, so that was a real learn from the experience, but also something that we maintain now. So we constantly challenge ourselves in the learning and talent space around innovation, you know, doing something different, exploring those different ideas, because you know, and this isn't unique to Greystar by any stretch of the imagination, but we are constantly fighting for people's time, for people's space. We recently run another organizational needs analysis, and one of the questions in there was around, you know, what prevents you from learning? Time and workload. So when you think around, you know, we push, you know, marketing out, comms, updates, these kind of things, you know, twice, three times a week, I think it is. But we're fighting for that space. So if we always do what we've always done, always get what we've always got type of thing. So we've constantly got to be doing something different to make people think, okay, well, what's going on in that space? Or that looks interesting. And it's got to be relevant. You know, it's, I think, very easy to push content out for content's sake, but we're very, very mindful and very thoughtful around who we push content to and what that content is. So that's been a big learn from us as well. Yeah.
A massive thank you to Steve for his time and honesty about what he did with the team at Greystar. There's some really key points there. and to summarise some of them, I think it's about getting your stakeholders on board and keeping them on board by communicating throughout, but not broadcasting, actually engaging and having that conversation. There's also something about not being afraid to change your approach and being responsive to the expectations and needs of your partners. It's also important to get a good team behind you, like the team at FiveApp. Also remembering the launch of the platform is the start and not the end of your journey, in inverted commas. More importantly, I think it's understanding that your learning platform can be more than just a learning platform. We'll be back with another episode of More Than Learning soon, but in the meantime, you can get hold of the team at FiveApp via email by sending an email to hello@fiveapp.com or via the website fiveapp.com. All the contact details are in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon. This is More Than Learning, the podcast from FiveApp.